So this is a special audio message for Steph and Steph's nanny. And Steph's nanny, for those of you listening in, has a very famous rose. Hi, Steph's nanny. The rose leaves, based on the picture that Steph had sent me, is affected with little black blotches or rings, and they're quite circular, and then they're forming larger ones as well. So in short, Steph, your rose has a disease known as rust. Now, how I know it's that is, for those listening at home, is that Steph did note that it's losing its leaves a little bit earlier. So it turns out that rust, in this case, it's probably, or most probably, my apologies, caused by the species that is Puccinia, that's P-U-C-C-I-N-I-A, and Melampspora, M-E-L-A-M-P. M-E-L-A-M-P, my apologies, S-O-R-A. I'll get to how it's all caused in a minute. But it's nothing really that you've done intentionally. The big thing about fungi, is, in particular in roses, is that fungi like to be, they like to live in a space where it is nice and damp and mild, and where there's very little kind of air movement, so in short, where they're not disturbed. And this case is caused by very high humidity levels, for which you might have had, where I don't know where your nanny is, so that's partly the problem geographically. I don't know where she is, and I've never seen her garden before. But one of the byproducts of rust is that it tends to lose its leaves a little bit earlier than normal. I wouldn't worry too much about it, but the control that is noted in the books, inverted commas, is that you remove all of the infected areas. The bigger one, however, going a stage further than that, is that you change where it's sighted, because it's most probably where it is sighted at this moment in time, also weather conditions, but where it's sighted mainly, is what's causing the problem. So if you moved it into a bit of a more drafty spot, or maybe there are two hedges or three hedges plants that are growing around it that are preventing the wind from getting through, they might have been there last year or the year before or the year before, and they were never big enough. Again, I don't know the garden, so they might just need to be separated, or, you know, that kind of way. In short, in botanical planting terms, it's a good reason or a good indicator or maybe a better explanation as to why plants are usually planted in triangular format. So your two legs slightly astride, and then one in front is the placings of it, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Now, other than that, you can go and spray them with a fungicide, but also if you're going to spray them with a fungicide, you should also spray with an insecticide, because insects like aphids or green flies are disease vectors, so they will carry diseases from one plant to another. And my guess is that you probably got a little bit of that going on as well. Some people listening might not agree entirely with that, and there are more organic or earth-friendly versions of fungicides available on the market now. And again, I don't know where your nanny is, so it's quite difficult to recommend a place to go to, but I hope that helps. I hope it does. And aren't you all the more intelligent for it? There you are. I don't think I can say anything more than that. Okay. Take care. Chat soon. Bye.